This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey! Welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Happy Monday, boo. Happy whatever day you're listening to this episode on. I hope today's episode finds you well. I hope you're out there enjoying your day, enjoying your week, not letting people stress you out or work stress you out, and just taking this day as it comes. A few things before we get started. We recently put out a request for those of you that were seeking interest in sharing your personal story of growth, your story of triumph, your story of overcoming on the Good News Podcast Season 2. If you filled out the submission form, please check your emails. We have been slowly reaching out to potential guests for the next season of the show. If you have not heard from us, that's okay. We're still going through them, but I do know we did respond back to a few of you, and we're still waiting to hear back. So check your emails, boo. Check your spam folder. We want to hear from you if you are still interested. Also, that goes without saying, if you are interested in participating in season 2 of the Good News Podcast, there is a link in the description of today's episode, and you can contact us and let us know that you're interested and want to learn more. Also, boo, if you're new here, we do have merch. We don't talk about it much, but we do have merch. Merch that I love, and I love to see all of you in your merch. We've got hats, sweatshirts, jackets, hoodies, t-shirts, you name it, we got it. We'll be adding more merch to the site very soon, so stay tuned for that as well. Okay, so I do not believe in coincidences, right? Like, I don't believe things just end up happening the way that they do. Nothing in life is a coincidence to me, and here's why I say that. Last year, we were recording episodes for the Good News Podcast, and everyone I met was so amazing and just incredible, and I learned something from every single person I spoke to. There was this one girl, however, her name is Nikki. Hey, Nikki, if you're listening, and she proceeds to tell us about her story, how she was just this 20-something girl living her life here in Chicago, thriving, doing her thing, and then was injured in a car accident that left her and her sister paralyzed. It's an incredible story. I wept when we finished recording because she taught me this immense lesson on gratitude and just how to be grateful for the small things in life, like being able to walk and to move. And I highly encourage you to go listen to her story. But the whole idea of the show came during a time when I was experiencing grief, and I had lost a few really important people in my life. One of those people being one of my best friends. Her name was Nikki, and she died in a car accident here in Chicago. And what were the odds of me and the Good News Nikki meeting? She just so happened to be listening to the show one day and heard me ask all of you to submit your stories for a project I was working on. I didn't say it was another podcast. I didn't say much of anything. And she reached out. And during that time, I was struggling with losing my friend and reading our text message threads over and over again, and just kept going back to the last time that we spoke.
and just desperately wanted to say something to her again, if I could. And the way that the good news came together and getting to meet all of those women during my time of need and meeting Nikki, that didn't happen by chance. That was not a coincidence. I think when things like that happen and things line up in such a specific way, I know some people are like, oh, it's the universe doing its thing and that's cool and no shade if that's you. I think God be sitting on his big cloud in the sky like, hey, it's me, reminding you that I am here always. And y'all, the comfort that brings me, and I have little goosebumps right now just thinking about it, that there are times in life when we literally, physically, emotionally can do nothing and something will happen that's mind-blowing and life-changing and extraordinary. And we'll have you saying things like, how the heck did that happen? That's how I know God is real. I mean, among all the other reasons why I know God is real, but when things happen in your life and you know, like you know, that only God himself could have done it, that gets me going. When I wanted to move to LA, I made this vision board and I was just Googling pictures of Los Angeles and putting all of these pictures on this board. And there was one section for my apartment. I literally Googled LA apartments and this random photo popped up of a Whole Foods. So there was no apartment in the photo. It was just a picture of Whole Foods, which was located in downtown LA. And because the bougie girl in me loved me some Whole Foods, I printed it out and I put it on my vision board. So I'm looking at this board every day and looking at this picture of Whole Foods for a good year. Got this job out there, ended up having to move really quickly, and I didn't have time to fly to LA and look for a place. I was just calling apartment complexes around the city to see who had a studio for me. And I ended up getting my apartment that way. It worked out beautifully, thank God. But I never ever flew out to the city to tour my apartment. I went off of the pictures on the website, which is absolutely insane, but I get there, right? The day is a blur. I'm just trying to move my suitcases in, get situated, clean up the apartment. And the next morning, I decide to go outside for a walk, get a feel for the neighborhood. I had never stepped foot in downtown LA on this street, never. When I walk outside of my building, guess what I see? Whole Foods. The same exact Whole Foods that I found on Google a year prior that was on my vision board back at home in Chicago. When I say I wept, y'all, that was not an accident. That did not happen by accident. That view of Whole Foods was the view from the apartment complex that I ended up staying in right across the street. When I say things like that don't happen by accident, I mean it, sis. And that wherever you are right now in your life is not by chance. There is a plan at place here. There is something happening, whether you are privy to it or not. And I am trying to teach myself to look at everything that happens in my life, good or bad, as if it was meant to happen. That when things line up so perfectly for me and the blessings are coming left and right, that it is meant to happen. That when life has completely fallen apart and I feel my lowest of lows and I'm confused and I'm worried, that that too is meant to happen. My dad always says, things happen for us in life for two reasons, to correct us and to perfect us, one, to correct us, to stop us from doing things we shouldn't be doing, and two, to perfect us, to get us to do things that we should be doing. Boo, this season of your life is not happening by accident. Whether you are experiencing blessing after blessing or feeling lost, confused, and frustrated, it is not an accident. I challenge you to start asking yourself, this thing that just happened in my life, is this an opportunity to correct me or perfect me? Am I experiencing this because I need to stop doing what I've been doing and change course? Or am I experiencing this so that I can start doing what I know I am capable of doing? For me, moving to LA was to correct me. That big blessing, that move that changed my life was to correct me. If I had not moved, I would have still been stuck around the same people doing the same thing, not thinking like Big Ash, not seeing the world, not experiencing new things. I would not have found my voice. There would be no podcasts, no Ash Media, and I probably would have been living a very different life than I am now. That grief I was going through was to perfect me, to push me to start doing something I knew I was capable of doing. Would I have preferred to still have my loved ones? Yes, in a heartbeat. But that's the cards I was dealt. So it was because of the grief and that need to feel connected, that need to know that everything was going to work out, came the good news. You see where I'm going, sis? If I could challenge you just for this 1 week to look at everything that happens this week like it was meant to happen, the good things and the not so good, the good feelings and vibes and the ugly ones, and that everything happens for a specific time or a specific reason, and things will continue to fall into place, that maybe you won't feel as stressed as you might feel. You won't be so confused or worried. Maybe you won't feel the guilt or shame that you sometimes feel. And to remember that there is always a plan at play, and you are just living it. I was listening to an episode on NPR's Code Switch called The Women Behind the Montgomery Bus Boycott. And when I say I was tapped in from the moment I pressed play, when we think about the bus boycott, we think about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King, but we never really learned how this bus boycott was organized. But in this episode, you hear directly from the many women who organized for months and did what it took to make this bus boycott happen. And y'all, I was locked in the entire time. If you're interested in hearing more stories like this, you have to check out NPR's podcast. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Stories of joy, stories of resilience, stories that are distinct and varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tomes was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. I always have a hard time with believing everything happens for a reason and nothing in life is an accident, when really awful things happen to really good, undeserving people. When loved ones pass away, when little kids are sick and fighting these long battles of disease, and nice people can't catch a break. And like I said, I have a hard time trying to understand, but what I have come to understand, at least for me, is the things that happen in our lives, our stories, do not belong to us, right? The things we experience and go through and fight and overcome are not even about us. It may have happened to us, but it was for someone else. While recording the good news last year, I met an essay survivor, and she said, "You know what, Ash? This was the hardest thing I have ever been through, and it changed my life, and something was taken away from me that I'll never get back, but it has happened to so many people." And she said, once she started to share her story, she connected with so many people, and then she ended up helping so many people. She said, once she got to a place where she started to heal, she learned how to use her voice and share something that was meant for evil and shame and turned it into something good. She is now changing other girls' lives by simply sharing hers. And that is what I mean, sis. You may feel like the things that have happened in your life may have put you at a deficit, and that you're missing something, or that you were robbed of something. But there is still a plan at play. There is still someone who needs to see you keep going, to see you win, to see you thrive and flourish, so that she can win, so that she can find the courage to thrive and flourish too. That's why I push the way that I do. That's why I will never stop saying, sis, chase your dreams. Sis, keep going. Don't give up. Wipe your face. You got this. Forget what other people are thinking. You matter. What do you think? Your ideas are important. Your dreams are important. Your life is important, because it is. Because someone else's life, someone else's dreams, someone else's story is connected to yours. My dreams are connected to yours. If I don't get myself on this mic and give a little razzle dazzle, if I quit and I throw in the towel, there might be one girl listening right now that's like, well, if Ash can't do it, then I can't. And what purpose does that serve? So, sis, if you're in a good spot right now, stop questioning it. Stop waiting for the other shoe to drop. Stop being shocked. It was meant to happen. You were meant to hold the blessings that you have in your hands. Enjoy it. If you're not in a good spot right now, that's okay too. Things always change, but until they do, Hang in there. There is something in this season that's going to change your life. And it may not be today or tomorrow, but one day you'll be able to look back and understand why you had to go through what you're going through. When things happen in your life, ask yourself, is this meant to correct me or to perfect me? And as you get your answers, you will see how mind-blowing, life-changing, and extraordinary you are. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you loved the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you're tuning in on. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Slay Girl Slay and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. The Slay Girl Slay podcast is brought to you by Ash Media Network with brand new episodes every Monday. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.